We're having some fun with this topic at hand. Worst place to break up at. Sienna saw this girl getting broken up with at AJ's Fine Foods.
Yeah, the grocery store, pretty much.
Yeah, grocery store while everyone is staring at you. Trying to buy bologna. That was JD. Trying to buy his bologna. Yeah.
Bologna and mayo.
What's wrong with that combination?
What's that other mayonnaise?
Which one?
Miracle Whip.
Oh, Miracle Whip, bro.
Eat as much as bologna and Miracle Whip. Mind his business.
Ew.
Absolutely.
Throwing some apricots in that bag, but girls over here crying. So everyone's calling in. Everyone has a story. 833-730-6377. Anthony in Phoenix, what's your story?
All right. Well, hey, first of all, what's going on, guys? Appreciate your show. I love your show.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. I was the best man at my boy's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was me. It was my girlfriend. It was a couple of other, our family members, their family members. Like, we're really tight. And I was honored to give the speech, you know, for the groom and everything. And I was talking.
Uh-huh.
And as I was talking, I came to realize as I'm watching the happiness between my boy and his wife, that I wasn't feeling that same way.
Oh, so, no, Anthony.
No way you did that at a wedding.
Oh, no.
So, you know, after, you know, we gave the speech and everything, my girl, she came to me and we talked a little bit and I explained to her that I don't see us being this happy.
Oh, my God. God.
That was not the time for you to have an epiphany.
I mean, I felt as though that was the real time because, like, really, I saw what real joy looks like. And I wasn't receiving that. And I wasn't receiving that with her. So, yeah, so, like, we talked a little bit, and I explained to her that I don't think we can move forward because you're not bringing me this type of happiness. I mean, if you just saw the look of the groom and the bride, how happy they were.
Right.
And you felt the energy. Like, right. You know, that wasn't us.
That wasn't you guys. Now, how long were you going out with this girl? How long were you dating her for?
I was actually dating her for like 2 years.
2 years. And you didn't feel that type of love in those 2 years? And at that point, you're like, man, this is just not going to happen. No, okay.
No, I thought, how about this? I thought that I felt that love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been there.
But once I actually saw what it really looks like, I said, no, that's not really, no, that's not me, that's not us.
Oh, I have so many wonders.
I have so many wonders, too. Number one, I'm glad you waited till the reception. That was really smart. Could have been during the ceremony. And then number two, immediately, Sienna, if you're the girl and you're like, okay, are you for sure? Because I'm now single at this wedding, so I'm about to holler at one of these groomsmen.
She's about to request juvenile back that thing up.
I'm drinking all the alcohol at the
thank
bar.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm making a scene. Yeah, so did she just leave or did she make a scene? Like I would do.
Actually, she started making a slight scene, but I whispered in the groom's ear that, hey, I'm leaving, you know, and I'm just in the scenario. And he said, thank you.
Thank you for the heads up.
He said, get the hell out is what he said.
Yeah, and I moved on. But I heard that she took it like a champ at the reception.
Right.
Took it like a champ. There you go.
Yeah, she called me a couple times afterwards, you know, trying to contact me, leaving messages, cursing me out and all, you know, not believing that I did that. But,
right.
You know, that's what happened.
Man, yeah. I commend her for not going full throttle on you, bro.
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet. You should have kept her.
No.
It hit.
Well, you said 2 years too many.
Oh, God, it could have been a lot worse, but okay. Have you found happiness? Are you in a new relationship?
No, I'm not in a new relationship with anybody, but yes, I found happiness with myself. You know,
you're one of those guys.
Yeah, you're a JD.
Wait a minute, I'm gonna break up with a girl at a wedding.
Yo, but you're like, I found happiness. I'm looking for me, and I'm gonna keep myself happy.
Dude,
I'm killing it. I'm dating myself.
You're
right
killing
now.
It.
I'm killing it.
No, I'm not killing it. But it's all good.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that, man. That is it's high on the board. Breaking up with someone at your best friend's wedding.
I can't believe you called.
Believe me, she'll probably call the show in a little bit.
She will, bro.
I hope she does.
Oh, my God. Your side of the story, ma'am. Okay. Well, thank you, man. Have a great day, and thank you for sharing.
No doubt. Thank you.